great country, Q94. We are on the phone with Cassie Ashton, recording artist in Nashville. Cassie, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, girl? I'm good. How are you?
Good. Well, we've been playing your song, Dates and Pickup Trucks. I know you are a Missouri girl. We're here right on the Iowa-Wisconsin border. So I feel like every time I play this song, everybody knows exactly what a date in a pickup truck means.
Absolutely. I would think so, too. I would say it's a Midwestern thing over anything. I hope it's nationwide for the sake of the song, but I think Midwestern is really the hot spot.
You know, we've had this conversation a lot, and even when I get Midwestern artists in here, I'm like, you know, so much of country music is written about the South, and I get it. There's a lot of country music artists that come from the South. You know, well, let's just say the South is a different world in itself, but there's a little bit different type of country that happens in the Midwest.
I agree. I did a Billboard article recently, and I was arguing that the Midwest is, in fact, the most country, quote-unquote, country region in America.
Oh, hands down.
Absolutely. I'm like, excuse me, but y'all don't have as many, like if you were to just drive around and, like, count cows or corn or soy or whatever, you don't have that in the South.
No.
Y'all don't have that as much.
No, and you know, I don't know exactly the geographic location where you grew up in Missouri, but like from where we are to get to a major like metro airport, you've got to drive at least 4 hours.
Yeah, it's 2.5 for me.
Exactly. Like you're getting in your car and you're driving past a lot of cornfields and a lot of cows before you see an actual like urban area.
Yep, and I tell people, I'm like, if I wanted to go to Walmart growing up, it was 30, 35 minutes away.
Exactly. That's the same way I grew up. Yep. I mean, you had one stoplight in your town, maybe.
Yes, one, if it worked.
And it started flashing at 6 o'clock at night.
Yep, amen.
I feel like we are the same. We grew up the same. Yeah, but now you are in Nashville trying to make your splash. And let's just say it probably has not been easy in the last 2 years.
Shoo, no. You know, all you can do is remind yourself that it's happening to everyone.
It is.
Perspective is good. It's good for the mind. Therapy is good. Good friends are good. And I just, the whole time, I thought, thank God I have hobbies. So, like, if I was one of those people that didn't have hobbies, you know, I like to make clothes or ride my motorcycle, or I feel like I redid my whole house. Like, if I didn't have that, I'd kind of just sit here and cry.
Right. And I feel like if you didn't have a hobby, you really were like, okay. What?
You found one.
You found
like,
one.
Buy a kayak. Maybe I should buy a kayak.
Now, of course, you have been out on tour with Maren Morris and Jordan Davis. Of course, concerts are finally like starting to become a normal thing again. Talk a little bit about what your plan is for the summer.
So this year, because Dates and Pickup Trucks is my debut radio single, this entire year has been left open for radio. So any free show, any charity show, any radio visit, that is what is consuming my entire year. Of course, this summer, I will play CMA Fest.
Oh, fun.
Other than that, I just feel like I'm in a different state every single day, just going around singing Dates and Pickup Trucks over and over and over.
You are never, ever going to forget the lyrics to that song, right?
Oh, I don't know, honestly, because sometimes you sing it so much, you're on stage, you know, you're having a great time, you're looking at people's faces, you're nodding, and you forget that you're singing. And then you, like, tune back in, even though you've continued to sing, you tune back in and you're like, oh, and that's where you could stumble, like, coming back to reality of like, oh, yeah, okay, I've done this.
Wait, what verse am I on now?
Yeah, exactly. Like, and it always makes me feel better. Like go to a concert of someone who has sold out an arena or a stadium and they forget their words, you're like, oh, bless it. Okay, so it's gonna happen forever. Cool.
Yeah, I think every artist I've talked to, I've like jokingly said, have you ever forgotten the song lyrics before? And they always start laughing. They're like, yeah, maybe once or twice.
Oh, all the time. I did it at the Greek Theater in LA. At the Greek, on Dates and Pickup Trucks, I started to mess up. And so to the melody of the song, I think I sang, like, I just messed up the lyrics at the Greek Theater. But no. But no one could tell because it was just like to the melody of the verse, like whatever. It blended in nice and easy.
Hey, that's perfect. Well, I don't think a lot of people realize as a new artist in Nashville, one of the things that helps you kind of really get your start and the hours that you have to put in are radio tours. You know, the average listener doesn't know that, but if you look back at, you know, some of the biggest artists in Nashville or, you know, in the world, we'll talk about the years that they were grinding it out doing radio tours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an insane process specifically for country music. No other genre does it
no.
the way we do it. And so I tried to, like, be transparent about it on social media or when fans ask, just be like, hey, I literally visit 1 to 3 stations a day. I do the same thing almost at every station, and then I get up and I get on a plane or I drive 4 or 5 hours to the next state and do it again for a month.
Yeah, it's an insane gauntlet. I know you are probably right in the middle of it right now.
I am. I started in January, and I'm in it. But, I mean, at the same time, you know, I've wanted to do this my entire life, and I knew that this was part of it. So it's kind of like, you know, even on the worst days, you're like, this is what I signed up for. Like, this is what I love to do. So it's really not that bad.
And you get to travel around the United States. Not
exactly.
Yeah.
Just eat. I feel like all I do is eat. that's all we do. We eat, and then number 2 is sing. And
yeah.
Then number 3 is sleep. That's it.
Basically, you get to sleep in very, you know, cars, planes, random hotel rooms in random cities. Living the life of a rock star, basically.
Yep, I'm a queen at sleeping on a plane now. That's great.
Okay, so I have a question. You brought up that you make clothes. I have watched the music video for Dates and Pickup Trucks, which if you haven't watched it, you should definitely watch it. So did you make your own pants, or where are those pants from? Because I really like those pants with the fringe.
Thank you. I made the whole outfit.
Oh, my gosh. See, when you said that, I was like, I bet she's the type of girl that would make an outfit like that.
Yeah, so anything that you see in a music video or a tour date or a red carpet, I have made.
So fashion is a huge passion of yours then as well.
Huge, huge. I would say it's number 2, too, singing and performing. I've been sewing since, like, middle school. My mom taught me, and then the rest is all, you know, self-taught off YouTube or mistake or whatever. But I find it to be the most convenient and money-saving skill I have as well, because then no one's dressed like you. You can look like $1 million, but it costs you $20 or whatever the case may be. I am happy to have it.
Well, not only are you a talented singer, obviously very talented with the sewing machine as well. I love that outfit. I was like, man, I wish I could rock that.
Thank you. I had to hand cut that. So that fringe on the side of those jeans is the same fabric that the jeans are made out of. And I had to hand cut all that fringe. And I had hand cramps for like hours after that.
I can see that. I can see that. I'm going to post the link along with this interview on our website. And you can check out the pants that we're talking about, because she is rocking these fringe jeans and a little cutout top. And I'm so jealous, because I would wear that if I could. But I think they'd probably make fun of me here at the station if I walked in.
Nah, girl. No. Who cares? Who cares? Tell them to shut their mouth. You wear whatever you want. You look fabulous.
We are talking with Cassie Ashton. Your new single, Dates and Pickup Trucks. We've been talking a lot about it. What's the backstory? Of course, we were talking about you growing up in a small town, but is this a song you wrote, and kind of how did this come about?
Yeah, so I wrote this song with Luke Laird and David Garcia, and it was actually inspired by a conversation I had with my grandma. She calls me one day. She is one of the oldest of 9 children. She grew up in a house with an outhouse. Like, she is rough, like salt
and okay,
earth.
Okay.
And she calls me, you know, that Midwestern thing, and she calls me, and she is giggling, which is kind of like a red flag. You're like, why is grandma giggling? And she's like, I'm like, what's up, Grandma? She's like, me and your grandpa went on a date last night. And I was like, what did you do? And, you know, because they've lived in Missouri their whole life. They've been together since they were like 14, 15 years old. And she said, I made dinner and we packed it up in the truck and we rode around on old roads we hadn't seen in a long time. And I was like, oh, and I was laughing, and I thought, you know what, Grandma? All my best dates were in pickup trucks, too. And I just thought that it was great content for a song, because who knew? I knew at 17 I was back roading, and in my 20s I'm still back roading, but at 80, I'll still be back roading? Okay, well, this is great. This is a country song if I ever heard one.
Life goals right there, and I think everybody listening right now has definitely done what you've done, what your grandparents have done. We've all gone for a date in a pickup truck.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks so much. I'm going to play next, Dates and Pickup Trucks. Cassie, thanks so much for taking time out of your day. Good luck on your radio tour. Best wishes. We'll be waiting for more new music from you. But right now, this is Dates and Pickup Trucks from Cassie Ashton.